fuck is that hum? God damn it. Go from there, Monday. Shotgun Shannon. It is very early. She was kind of harassing me, like, is this too early for you to function? And I said, no.
I just want everyone to know that it's 10 a.m.
It's 10 a.m., yes. And I don't know. I feel like I'm doing all right, but apparently I'm in a huge mess. I don't know.
He's surviving. We'll see how it goes.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. What are you doing up here?
Spring break, kind of.
Okay.
Spring break away from my job.
Oh, right on. But what are you actually doing? Like, what are you doing to occupy yourself while you're here?
I have been tattooed by Afton, and I have done several haircuts and coloring hair and...
Oh, cock.
Hanging Jesus, out.
I really... God damn it. I put the wrong goddamn call-in number. Fuck. I really am a fucking disaster this morning. Why is...
Get your shit together. I don't know why Brett is so adamant about calling.
He's really...
I haven't talked to him in a long time.
He's really wanting to get in here.
Get it, Brett.
So it's been... Okay, there's a Lost podcast episode.
The Lost podcast episode that will never air.
Right. Shotgun Shannon Davidson here in studio. We talked like... It was a long time ago. I was trying to think of when it was. Summertime, yeah?
Yeah, it was probably like 6 months ago.
Right.
Maybe more. Definitely
That
more.
Really fucking pisses me off. Shit. We got together. We talked about some stuff that was kind of going on with you. Some things fell through, so we didn't put it up. So we're going to rehash some stories today. You've been involved with a new foundation.
Yes.
And we're going to get in with that. Hey, Billie Jean, what's up? Let's just start with that stuff, because like the first time you came on, we talked all about, you know, pinup stuff. You had your husband with you. It was hysterical. The second one was not as funny, obviously, because it's a serious subject.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I definitely want to get this time. So, besties with testies, and this is a cause like close to your heart. Because why?
Yes. So I have been involved with Besties and Testies because of my older brother. This year in June has been 10 years that he passed away from testicular cancer. And I just felt like I kind of needed something, an outlet, to kind of support that and carry it on in my life.
Jesus Christ.
Is someone calling?
Why are you so adamant to get in here?
Hey.
Hey, Brett.
Am I live?
Yes.
Yes. Well, hey, Trevante, long-time listener, first-time caller. love the show.
Thanks, buddy. What can we do for you today?
I'm a big fan of Shannon Davidson.
Shotgun Shannon, please.
Shotgun Shannon. I know your real name because I like you that much.
Thank you.
I absolutely love the Besties for Testies series, and I've been checking for cancer like 100% more now, and
well, you've got a new friend that helps you out with that, right?
Yeah, I still do it alone though.
Yeah, good for you. Roll those balls, buddy. I wanted to ask you about the availability of your tribute set. Not everybody knows this, but Brett has recreated like 3 or 4 of your photos with him in them.
Oh, he has.
Yeah. So where can we see those, Brett?
Yeah, do tell, Brett.
Yeah, those are due to the death of the Guar guy, I had to set the launch date back. Because, you know, rest in peace, Odorous. Is it Odorous? Is it Odorous?
Odorous, yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's the shit, man. He bled his big stage dick all over me, and I'll never forget it.
It's a touching tribute, man.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you.
Yeah.
What's going on today, buddy? Are you working?
Actually, I'm... Yeah, I'm working. I'm on my daily commute to work, you know. Just driving the old MILF mobile. she let me take the van to work today. So, well, you know.
Tell your mom to say
hi. I'm just on the daily grind.
Right on, buddy. Well, thanks for calling, and we will get into the Guar thing a little bit here. So, thanks for the little topical shout out.
Email me those photos, Word. Brett.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Yeah, I want to thank you, Shannon. You're an inspiration, and the work just keeps getting better and better.
Thank you, Brett.
Jesus Christ. All right, have a good one, buddy.
For sure. All righty, thank you. Peace.
Ass.
I think we should let everyone know that caller has known me since eighth grade.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like I don't know that? That's weird. What was he like when he was a little kid?
Same? It's kind of like Austin also. I've known Austin since he was a young, young lad.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody posted a throwback picture of him where he was like tiny. Like, cause he's all diesel now.
Oh my
now,
gosh.
You know?
Yeah. Well, when he was in like, I want to say I first met him when he was in sixth grade. And he was like this little skater kid. And he used to wear bow ties. He's going to hate me for telling people this. Anyway, that's off the subject.
All right, yeah, let's get back to the brother story. I apologize for Brett interrupting that part. 10 years ago?
10 years ago, yes.
How did they find it? I don't know if I asked you this before, but like, how did they... Was
you
there
did.
A problem? Or?
No, he had a... He went to the emergency room with like severe stomach pain. He thought he had food poisoning. It turns out it wasn't food poisoning. Stage 4 testicular cancer.
Jesus.
19 years old.
So how long, like, between diagnosis and when he passed?
He passed when he was 20, because he'd be 30 this year. So,
like, months or
a year?
A year,
yeah.
Okay. That's pretty rough. Did they do any kind of treatment for him, or did he just kind of write it out, or...?
He had treatment. He did radiation, something which we talked about last time called the gamma knife, which sounds really scary, but we looked it up, for you to educate.
You know
it's
what?
Just, it's a cancer treatment.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot how this came up again, like semi-recently, gamma knife radio surgery. And I forget how this works, but,
it's more of a targeted treatment.
I'll have to look at it again. I'm not going to rehash it for that same deal, but...
That's fine. If you're
really
curious,
cool.
If you're curious, look up gamma knife surgery. He had radiation, chemotherapy, the gamma knife surgery. I think it was a bone marrow transplant. All kinds of stuff. All in a year's time.
And any response? Like, there's nothing we could really do anyway?
No, at the time when he was diagnosed, we were not really very familiar with anything cancer-related because it doesn't really run in our family. And he was diagnosed as stage 4, and we were unclear at that point that stage 4 is terminal.
Right.
So he was treated for terminal cancer, which now looking back on it, I was young then, and he was young, and my parents were doing the best they can. But I feel like if we had known that he was going to pass anyway, that he may not have done all of that treatment.
Do you think it messed up his, like, the last bit of quality of life for him?
I don't think so. I don't know if he would have been here longer or less time. He got up every day and did his own thing and hung out with his friends and went to concerts and did whatever he wanted to do every day until the day that he died.
Good.
That was the only day that he didn't get out of bed.
Right. That's good. I mean, you hear those weird stories with, you know, people that get diagnosed and, you know, maybe they can't afford healthcare. They don't even want to bother with it. So they just kind of write it out. And it's weird how, like, I've even heard stories of people like they change their diet and they start eating clean and stuff like that. And they are still here.
Yeah.
You know, it's been years since the diagnosis and like maybe not remission, but they're still kicking.
Yeah.
It's really weird how the body can kind of do that.
It's very strange.
I've been thinking about that a lot lately, which is because, like, do you think about that? Like, how many people that we know that are, like, super young that are getting shit like this? Like,
Yeah.
I know it's creepy to wonder about, but like I've been thinking about it a lot.
No, it is really weird, and it's strange that there's such an abundance of young people in this valley, and it makes me wonder, like, is there something in the water? Or
did you see that article?
You know, like, what I mean?
Okay, I'm gonna call out the Glenwood Post. Like, nobody, they're not gonna hear it. Post Independent, whatever.
We'll just post it to their page.
The most useless. I should email it to the editor.
You should.
The most useless piece of writing that I've seen in that paper in a while came out like Friday maybe, and it was basically like there's a slight rise in what do you say?
Prenatal, I saw it, the birth defects.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And but then you read it and there's like there's been no studies and nobody knows why and there's zero information.
Yeah.
But if you're a pregnant woman in this town right now and you read that, you're like, "What the
headline?"
Thanks.
You freak out,
shitheads. Well, no, you know what? It really did bother me, and like it. Of course, I'm selfish and whatever, so it didn't hit me like this. But I think it was Kelly Gabassi.
Okay.
Ehlers, sorry. That she reposted it and was like, "If I was pregnant right now, I'd be totally freaking out." Nice article, shitheads. You know, like.
Yeah.
But it is a fair point. They got all this natural gas fracking stuff going on. And then I can't substantiate this. I just hear there are things I hear from people at work that live in Rifle.
Yeah.
Young kids like 19, 20 getting these like really bizarre illnesses and dying and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, that was my brother. We lived in Rifle.
Right.
I grew up in Rifle. And when I was in high school, there was a girl that went to high school with me when I was at Rifle, and she had cancer also. And then there was another family around the same time that one of, I think it was their oldest son, they have four or five kids, and their oldest son passed from a strange cancer as well.
It's weird. And then you add to that all the... You know, people that smoke or drink or, eat the shitty food. Like, I start thinking about all this stuff and I'm like, you know what? I think if I get cancer, I'm not going to treat it. And that sounds stupid because who knows? But,
you know, it's not stupid. It's a decision that you may or may not ever have to make, and you'll cross that bridge if ever you get to it.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Because you're married.
If I would be treated?
Yeah.
I think it would depend on what it was. My grandmother right now is a stage 4 breast cancer, which is strange also because cancer never ran in our family until my brother had it, and now my grandmother has it on my mom's side. So it doesn't really make sense for the family tree. Anyway, she's...
Well, it's not necessarily hereditary, is it? Like, breast cancer? Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
You're looking at me like I'm a moron. Is it? Am I supposed to know that? Maybe I am. I don't know.
It's okay.
Jesus.
And she's not getting treatment right now, and she's still here. They gave her 6 months, and it's been, I think at Christmas time it will be 3 years.
Wow. I don't know, man. We've got like, I don't think I'm speaking out of school with her, but like, we have like Annie Zancanella, who's going through all these like experimental treatments, and so it's like a roller coaster with her, like, you know, feeling good for the most part unless she's doing the treatment and then she feels like shit.
Yeah.
Bounces back. She's young, you know. And they're kind of keeping her in that limbo where they probably could just end it, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's for studies and all that kind of stuff. And then like my landlady's husband, like the last couple of years, like he was an old dude. But I forget what he had, lung cancer or something maybe. And to watch the treatment and just like shrivel this man up. And like, this guy, I mean, maybe 5'4", but just like, I mean, he had to have had like a 58-inch chest, just this giant, you know, he was a beast, this whole guy. And, you know, they diagnose him, they start treating him, and I just watched him, you know,
wither
fade.
Away.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know, like, I don't think that happens if you, I mean, if the diagnosis is good or prognosis is good, then you do it. You know, don't be an asshole. But I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. And then another one, like Laura Nicholson,
mm-hmm.
you know, she got diagnosed, got treated, she got cleared, but now like she tweeted because she decided to just like add up all her bills, $500,000.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
6 months.
Cancer is not cheap.
Fuck. Sorry, people. This is a little sad. So, lost your brother, and now like what? What is this gonna do, Besties with Testies?
We are all about raising awareness for the disease. There's a lot of publicity and things that surround breast cancer. Let me tell you a story.
Sure.
About one of my nanny kids. He's 5 years old and he's in kindergarten. And they watched a Charlie Brown episode one day in kindergarten. And Charlie Brown's friend had cancer. And I picked him up from school one day. TJ, you're making the same face that
I
made.
Is that real?
Now, yeah, just imagine me driving down Wadsworth with two kids in the back seat, and they're telling me about this Charlie Brown episode. So Brennan is 3 and Kieran is 5, and Brennan says to Kieran, he says, "Kieran, what is cancer?" And Kieran looks over at him and he says, "Well, cancer is a disease that only girls get, and it makes their hair fall out." And that is what a 5-year-old took away from a Charlie Brown video, was that only girls can get cancer. And there's a lot of publicity and things surrounding like Susan G. Komen and breast cancer, and everything is pink and cancer awareness. Okay. And he's confused.
Right.
And so I feel like the foundation is trying to shed light on men's cancers, specifically testicular cancer, and raise awareness for what it is.
It's a weird point.
Do you check your balls?
Yeah.
Before you met me?
Probably once, because I know that that's an old rule. Like, you know, when you get out of the shower, fucking roll your nuts, feel a lump or whatever. And also, like, I don't know if you saw Dr. Steve, the guy I had on like a couple weeks ago.
I can't listen to the show.
Well, no, if you saw the post, he ends his show with like, you know, check your nuts for lumps type of thing. So it's been in my head. And yeah, every once in a while, I'm like, well, especially if something's weird, you know,
yeah.
You have like a weird like pain. You're like, am I dying? You know?
Yeah.
Here's something. This is more just moron, you know, peeling the onion of my stupidity. It never occurred to me that when you go through chemo and there's hair loss, that it's all your hair.
I have no comment for you, TJ.
it never occurred to me that that includes your pubes.
Okay.
You're welcome. So, what have you guys done so far? I know you guys had, you've done a couple of events, a couple of car shows.
We haven't had the car show yet. So basically, I am new to Besties basically this year.
Well, you're the guy now, right? Like
you're the head woman. Of it.
All right.
Yeah. I'm running the show.
Well, what happened there? I don't know if you can talk about
there's,
it. But.
There's no happening. Basically, the guys that were running it before, they're still on, president and vice president, and that's Ryan and Paul. And we've got another Paul, and he lives out of state, and there's me. And they just kind of had put things on hold for families and moves and babies and all kinds of stuff. And I think they were a little shocked when I told them I wanted to give them money from my calendar. Like, they didn't know me at the time. And I was just looking for a good cause to donate money to, because I was going to do a pinup calendar anyway.
Right.
And they, at first, I don't think took me very seriously. And then when I called them and I was like, I've got a check for you. When can we meet? They were like, this girl's legit. Let's
well, that probably never happens. I mean, it's like, I mean, I know it's not the same thing, but whenever somebody that I have no idea who they are, like when JT hit me up, I'm like, I showed who I was with. I'm like, is this real? Like,
mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm a new author. You know, I heard about, I Googled you and I found your podcast.
Wow.
And I, you know, and I'm like, that had never happened before. And
yeah.
I'm like, no, this is not real. And he's totally legit.
Nice.
I love the guy.
Nice.
So I'm sure that, especially when involving money, that never happens.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah. So after the calendar came out, we all sat down and kind of talked out what they wanted from the foundation and what I thought I could do. And now, we're working together. We just had a the tattoo fundraiser event at To the Grave Tattoo in Colorado Springs. They're a great staff if you're looking for excellent tattoo work.
I want to see your
Emily is your girl.
Is that new?
Which one?
The 12 gauge one.
Oh, just that. Yeah, that's from yesterday. That's fucking
cool. I like that. I'm a gun guy, so when I saw that, I was like, "Ah, that's cool."
Well, it's for Shotgun Shannon.
Got it.
Okay.
Jesus. Hey, just because I didn't know that your pubes fall out when you have chemo doesn't mean I didn't put two and two together there.
So anyway, we had the tattoo fundraiser event. It was really great. We unfortunately had to turn people away. There was a lot. It was a really, really good turnout. And you never know with events like what you can expect, who's actually going to come. People RSVP on Facebook to events all day long,
sure.
whether they go or not. So I think throughout the day we had about probably 45 to 55 people come through the shop, and we completed almost 20 tattoos and five or six piercings. I think the one girl had three or four piercings.
Jesus.
But I think there was six altogether, but I think one girl had quite a few of them.
That's a big vagina. I got you. You're like, I don't know if that's funny, but...
I think it was her ear.
Hmm.
It was a really great turnout. The photos are up on the page. We had a good time. And we've got the car show is coming up this summer.
So... You've got, I know on your, like, just support system around you, you've got Bella Rage. No more? I just got waved off, people. It'll be fun. Raddick, you're still cool with, yeah?
Yeah, Raddick, he shot the event for us. He's going to do the calendar again. He comes out to the events and shows support for everything. So he rocks his wristband all the time.
I really like that guy. I'm coming out to... Denver on like April 25th, and I want to try to get a hold of him, yap with him a little bit. He seems like he's a good guy, but he seems like strange. But maybe it's just because he's European, right?
He's foreign.
Where's he from?
The Czech Republic.
Okay. Yeah, that should be completely weird. Like, I'm sure we will connect. Not
just
at all.
Just talk about photography. No, he's a good guy. Help him out. With his projects, and he helps me out with mine, and we get along really well and work good together. So,
good. So, as far as like the pinup stuff, what have you been up to? And if you have any goofy stories there?
Not anything recent. I just did a shoot at Lucky 13 Tattoo and Piercing in Lakewood, and they have an amazing red couch, and it turned out really awesome. And those pictures are actually going to be published this next month. It's Sharon D. Lovely does a publication, and it's D. Lovely Pinups.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming out in April. It was fun.
Nice. Just you or a few people?
Yeah, I don't always work in big groups when I shoot.
It's nice. Is it what's the difference? Like, is it fun to do it in a group or not?
It's kind of fun, but I do hair and makeup, and so that's what I get to do, and then I help move equipment usually. And then I don't always get to shoot when there's a group. So if I want to shoot, I just get all my shit together and do it myself and then plan something to help everybody else.
Okay. The Pinup Podcast. You gotta tell me about that. I didn't listen to it.
Well, thanks, TJ.
I apologize. No, okay, let me say why. This is a little mini rant that has nothing to do with you, but like podcasting all of a sudden seems really like ephemeral and like ineffective right now. There's so many freaking podcasts.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's all good, you know, but like the problem is like there's a lot of really garbage ones. And not to toot my own horn, but I don't think mine is garbage. Like we've done some cool stuff with this thing.
Yes.
And I'm a moron and people like that. And, you know, I get hot girls and bands and comedians and, it's something, you know. It's not just three guys sitting around talking shit about, you know, hemorrhoids or, you know, just because those exist, you know.
Yeah.
For that reason, I'm very, like, keep all the other podcasts at arm's length if it's not somebody like, you know, somebody famous or a comedian or whatever, like, I'm never going to...
Shotgun Shannon just isn't good enough for you, TJ?
Not you. I don't...
On somebody else's podcast?
All right, I'll listen to it. Jesus. Well, I just don't want to be... Like, I've already been influenced enough by, you know, a couple of the other shows, and I don't want to, like, you know, hack off stuff like that. So, well, what was it like?
It was good. It was over the phone. He is based out of Seattle, and he just does pinup stuff. He's a photographer as well. And it's just...
What do you guys talk about? Because that's... Is it just, like, the actual... Like shooting and all that kind of stuff?
We talked shooting, we talked locations, we talked about the work and stuff that goes into calendars and publications and things like that, running websites and Facebook pages and things like that. It was strictly pinup.
How's that shaping up for you? Because like what I just said about the podcast stuff, I mean, there's a billion models, you know?
Yeah.
Do you ever look at it and be like, you know,
every day?
Really? Because sometimes I do, like, okay, this week is weird. Like, I had one yesterday, I have you right now, I have another one in 2 hours, and then I have another one on Friday. This is the busiest week I've had all year so far. Usually I'm doing like one a week.
Yeah.
And then I'll sit there like during the off time. Like, I love doing this. This is just actually recording is one of my favorite parts, you know?
Yeah.
But in the off time, I'm sitting there going like, you know, X amount of downloads, like, nobody gives a shit about this, you know? And I have these, like, why don't I just erase it and just forget it, you know?
Because it's too fun. There are a lot of models, and I kind of have to separate, like, I live in Denver, I'm Shotgun Shannon, and that's it. Like, I'm not by any means a sponsored model. I do work for the Biker and the Witch, but she's my friend.
Right.
I never expected anything to come of this, and we'll see where it goes.
All right. Let's change directions a little bit. Well, last night the news broke, or this morning?
I saw it this morning.
This morning. Odorous Arungus of Gwar, front man with the big swinging dick.
Yes.
Was found upright in a chair, deceased, which is bizarre. I wonder, did he have all the gear on?
That would have been awesome, I feel. The story that I read, they just said that his roommates had found him deceased in his house or whatever. But I didn't hear about the chair or anything like that.
And then I saw that on TMZ this morning.
It said something like an official report to come out. So
right.
When I saw that article, it was hearsay, I guess.
Let me I think I got rid of that. His manager or somebody was supposed to have a statement. Let's see if we can find it. It's all over the internet, folks.
Did that say overdose?
They said that there was no... When I read, they said there was no drugs. Or booze, I don't think. Which makes it even more weird. Why is it only bringing up videos? Oh, because I'm on videos. Stupid ass. Here we go. Dave Brocky. He's a weird looking dude.
It's weird to see him like not in full
makeup. So we'll read a little bit of this. The Gwar's manager releases the following statement. It is with a saddened heart that I confirm my dear friend Dave Brocky passed away at approximately 6:50 PM Sunday. His body was found Sunday by his bandmates at his home in Richmond, Virginia. Authorities have confirmed his death and next of kin has been notified. A full autopsy will be performed. And he was only 50. That's another thing that's fucking sad. I am a metal guy. You posted something on Facebook this morning that, like, I didn't realize that you were...
That nobody commented on.
So? I never really got into Gwar. I love Sadama Gogo, but that's the only one I really know.
Yeah.
You're into them.
To an extent. I mean... I grew up with metal. My dad listens to metal. In high school, like, was a crazy little metalhead girl. I saw Gwar at the Mesa Theater in Grand Junction, the most tiniest venue I'm sure they probably ever played. And it was awesome. It was the best live show I've ever seen. Ridiculous.
Yeah. I almost went... One time I was in Denver. I was down there to see... Fear Factory, I think. Mm-hmm. It was Fear Factory, Strapping Young Lad, and Darkane or something like that. And the next night, they were going to be there. And everybody was like, dude, you got to go. And I was like, I don't really know him. They're like, it doesn't matter. Just
it doesn't matter. And you should have gone.
Go. I should have gone. We wondered about, you know how bands are like sometimes like franchises now where they, you know, a member leaves or passes away and they just stick another guy in there.
Yeah.
Are these guys done now?
I don't know. I think he was the only still original member. I think everyone else. 2 years ago,
the bass player passed away while they were on the road. Do you remember that?
Look it up.
I do remember one. They were up in Canada, I want to say, and I don't remember if it was a guitar player or a bass player, but
I don't remember.
They were on tour and he passed away. Guar player dies. Let's try that one. Corey Smoot.
Yeah.
So that was November. Flatus Maximus. That's right. They're stupid names. The band was preparing to head to Canada. Okay, yeah. My bad. And he
was young.
He was only 34, and that was an overdose, wasn't it? I don't know. Never mind. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Yeah, so I think he was still the only original member.
I wonder if they're going to just call it quits now. I don't know, man. So tell me about the concert, because I've never been to one. I've heard stories, but like what happened to you?
What didn't happen to me, TJ?
I don't know.
It was an anniversary show. I don't remember if it was, I want to say maybe, is it 30 years of Guar or something like that?
Couldn't tell you.
A lot of years of Guar.
Okay.
Anniversary show at the Mesa Theater. They had the whole place lined in plastic wrap. Because if you don't know, when you go to a Guar show, you're not leaving dry.
Describe it.
That was a great face. They have all kinds of... It's hard to describe. I'm sad that you didn't go to a show ever. Mm-hmm. You go in a white t-shirt is the best way to go. I still have my t-shirt completely covered in like blood and crap. It's all fake. It's all fake.
Well, yeah.
It's very messy.
Did you wear a bra?
I think I did.
Why?
Cause I actually took my little brother.
Oh, that's fair enough. Otherwise I'd have been upset with you.
Well,
you know, we're there for a show. Let's like give them a show.
It was a show, and whether I was there or not.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, what else? I don't, like... Well, there's something else I was going to ask you about, and I can't remember. Shit.
You got to write stuff down.
I know. So we talked that. Besties, Guar. There was something else. I can't remember. What else is going on?
Nothing. I'm just, like, hanging out.
Oh, you know what? I remember now. You're either HOA or your landlord or whatever. Oh, I want to hear you go nuts about that for a minute. Because every once in a while...
Shotgun Shannon in a rage.
You fucking flip out on Facebook about some shit.
It's crazy. So I live in Denver. I'm not going to tell you where.
What's the address?
Well, TJ. No. First of all, they had my car towed a couple months ago. And didn't say anything about it, like took it from my paid parking spot in the middle of the night. So that was some drama. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I came home one night and my faucets in my shower and the kitchen and everything were like spewing this orange, nasty, like chemical water.
Jesus.
So after that, we went for 12 days with no hot water of any kind, no explanation as to when it was going to be fixed. They rolled up this trailer, like it was like a porta potty trailer, like with showers in it.
No shit.
For 84 units worth of residents to shower in.
And like a FEMA shower thing or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
It was awful. So I never was so thankful to be a nanny before. And I just showered at work.
With the dad?
No.
Don't you know, you probably don't know this, but anybody that's ever said that they were a nanny sitting here, I always grill them about like what shenanigans are going on with the father. So not, don't take it personally.
There's no shenanigans.
All right.
Says Shannon. No, it was really awful, and they're really stupid about it. And I kind of wanted to hurt people. Anyway, someone tagged a trailer in the middle of the night, and it got dubbed the bullshit trailer, which was kind of awesome. And they just didn't handle it very well. I hate living there.
Well, at least they did something for you. I mean, like, I don't know. I've never lived in an apartment complex, so I feel like when shit goes down around here, I've heard some stories, you know, like some really brutal stuff, you know. And like now, I don't know if you've seen over here by the meadows, they have like a new low income deal.
Yeah, I saw it.
Apparently, it's a fucking disaster already, and it's only been open for like 3 months or something.
I've only heard a couple of things, because I'm not here often. But I heard that it's not really all that low income.
No, that's the other thing. I never understood that around here. It's like this valley and this town is like super expensive to live.
It's so and they've expensive.
They've had a handful of, you know, like you said, quote unquote low income projects happen, and they're still like for three bedrooms, it's like $1,100. It's like, how's that?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Yeah.
So what else? Was there like an ice story, something like that? I'm trying to remember like your posts.
I've had like an awful time since I moved to Denver. Every apartment I've lived in has been really awful. That was my old apartment from before where I'm at now. Shall we start at the beginning?
Sure.
The first place I lived after we moved out, because we couldn't afford to live there. Like, we moved there and then I didn't work for 7 months, and we couldn't afford it. So we moved. They 8 months later tried to come back at us, saying that they had to replace the carpet in the entire apartment and that we owed them $3,000, which was bullshit. 8 months later.
Why would they have to replace the carpet?
I have no idea.
You don't have pets, do you? Or you have a dog?
I have a dog, but the carpet wasn't. I mean, I.
Did he piss everywhere?
No.
Did you piss everywhere?
It may have been me.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
You are a blackout drunk, so we don't really know.
No, so, and 8 months later, you can't send somebody a bill, especially when you have their forwarding information and their phone numbers, and then all of a sudden be like, oh, hey, you owe us $3,000. They couldn't prove it. I was like, just tell me, like, I want to see records and stuff, and they never sent anything back. So basically, they were just trying to get money from us, and I never heard from them again. So the next place that we lived, I got stories all day long about that place. Awful. After we moved
out. Did you have a run-in with an actual neighbor or something like that? I might be making all this shit up, but I thought you said you were about to fight some bitch out there.
yeah, she didn't live there. She was in the office. Office manager. Okay. She doesn't work there anymore because of us. She tried to, again, the same thing about money, like. And this time when we moved out of there, because it was so awful, we took pictures of everything. Like, we cleaned everything, and then we took pictures of it. So I have all of that stuff.
Sure.
So then this time they were like, oh, you owe us, like, $700 for carpet cleaning, and then we had to repaint the entire apartment and blah, 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 all this stuff. And I was like, no, you didn't. Like, prove it, because I have pictures from when we moved out. And she went round and round, and I actually ended up paying her, like, $150. And then I thought to myself, no. And I reported them to the Better Business Bureau, and she got fired, and we got our money back.
Why did you give her even that? Just to get her to shut up, maybe? Or?
Pretty much. Because they were threatening to, report it to for collections. And so I just told her, I was like, all right, I'll pay you. So I went up there and gave her a check. I dropped it in their box, and as I was leaving, I called the Better Business Bureau. And it took them over a week to even clear my check through the bank. Like, she was adamant about having the money right now. And then they didn't even go to the bank, and then we ended up getting it all back. So we like where we're at now, with the exception of new management.
And what's going on there?
They're the ones that had our car towed and all this recent stuff.
Oh.
So anyway.
I feel bad for people that, like, because there's you. I'm trying to think of who else. Every once in a while, somebody just gets this shit apartment. Where, like, of course, it's, like, you know, two-bedroom with a garage or something. And it's, like, kind of cheap. So yeah. They're like, sweet. And then a month in, I'm not going to say who this is. This is really funny, though. I got a friend of mine that is dealing with neighbors in an apartment complex where the problem is they're so freaking loud during sex.
Oh, my gosh. My one of my neighbor's Wi-Fi like connections, like when you pull up the list of Wi-Fis, is I can hear you having sex.
That's awesome. No, but these people, like, and the sad part, like, I actually know these neighbors, and it's just gross, you know, like,
makes you wish you didn't.
Exactly, and like, I'm gonna tell you, like, okay, my apartment, I love this apartment. Because even if something weird is going on here, like, nobody's going to hear it, you know? Mm-hmm. No one. Can you imagine, like, how maddening that would be?
Just don't kill me, TJ.
No, I'm not going to kill you. What are you talking about? It's funny to me, but then I like, put myself in that position, and I'm like, that would be, like, horrendous. Because it's, like, it's something that, like, I would never want to be trying to, like, mush what people do. You know, you got to do that. But, like, you can't even, like, say anything about it. Like, and, like, that's the reason I brought it up, because they're having, like, a giant problem with this couple, you know?
I wish I had better advice for that one. My neighbors are young kids. I'm not sure if they are of drinking age, but they know how to party like nobody's business.
Does it bug you, or are you cool with it?
I'm usually fine with it. There's a couple of nights that they're really loud, and, like, our bedroom is on the... like the stairway up into their apartment.
Oh, okay.
So when they come and go and they're drinking and throwing up on the stairs, we can hear it.
Do you ever fight back with loud sex?
Clean up your shit. we don't really share a wall with them, so they wouldn't hear me unless they were outside.
Hmm. Okay. Are you loud?
It's to be determined, TJ. I mean,
why can't you?
That's too personal of a question.
I don't think so.
Ask my husband. You can call him now.
Let's call him. What's his number? I don't think he'd appreciate that. What else? Is that it?
That's about it. Right. Just doing stuff.
So, foundation, pinup, loud sex person. That's what we got done here today.
I'll agree.
Really? Loud? Are you complete? Animal in there? She's not gonna answer me. Oh man. I wish you would answer me. It'd be funny.
I'm not gonna answer you.
Plug away, sir.
Ma'am. This is the second time you've referred to me as a man.
But like
in this podcast
in a womanly fashion.
In a womanly way.
Yeah.
Anyway, Besties with Testies on Facebook. We are the only ones. Go like our page. You can find us online at www.bestieswithtesties.org. You can make donations there and just find information for yourself or your school or your friends or your husband or your brother or your boyfriend or whatever. And Shotgun Shannon is also on Facebook. You can email me there. I don't have any other personal information for you to reach her. if you would like to know more information about Besties with Testies, you can email me at shannon@bestieswithtesties.org.
All right. And you'll know you're in the right place because it's a squirrel with an acorn.
Yes.
Rolling it around looking for lumps.
Yes.
For me, gofromthere.podbean.com. Go from there on iTunes. And I think that's about it. I mean, there's a lot more stuff, but I'm going to leave it out. So.
All right.
You're awesome. Sorry I was like... non-functioning at the beginning of this thing.
It's too early for you.
Hey, it's my day off. Come on. Shit. Thank you.
Open doors, oh, I walk inside. Close my eyes, find my face to hide. And the shame.